1 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch with no Wildy and no Tausch. Jesse Nelson, normally the producer of this show. I'm the cousin sub of the day hosting. Gary Ellerson. He was a cousin sub yesterday. He'll be the cousin sub tomorrow. Yeah. And he's the cousin sub today. Yeah. Joining me hosting the show. And Hunter Vaughn is our producer behind the glass, resident Dallas Cowboys fan, having a heck of an offseason producing the show and getting ready for his Cowboys to make an NFC run.
And just don't forget, I got a little show with Homer for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to tell everybody about the little show, as you penned it yesterday.
I got a little show. Yeah, we got a little show with Homer for an hour. It's at 5 o'clock today.
That's 5 o'clock. Gary Ellerson joining Homer for the Homer Hour today. Tony Smith's with you, too. Hour. That's what you were saying. Tony's on for like a few minutes, and then you got the rest of it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fun show. Well, of course, as Homer and Tony are getting ready for Marquette in the Sweet 16 tomorrow in Dallas. Going to be a fun one. Can't wait to watch that. Gary, did we talk Marquette? Are you as a Wisconsin alumni, are you rooting for Marquette in the Sweet 16? Are you disinterested? Where do you stand on Marquette as they get set to play as a Badgers alum?
Good question. I do root for Marquette when the Badgers are out. I mean, for me, it's still about the state of Wisconsin, even though I went to. And I don't know how Ben Bruss feel about this, because he may feel a little different because he actually played for the Badgers and had to play against Marquette. But for me, just from a fan standpoint, although I played football there, I don't think it's the same. I root for Marquette because I think it's good for the state of Wisconsin.
I don't know if it's just because I grew up in Southeast Wisconsin or what the deal is, but I root for Marquette 364 days of the year. The one I don't, my allegiance is to the University of Wisconsin. I didn't go here. I went to Bradley. I just chose Wisconsin over Marquette.
You went to Bradley?
I did go to Bradley University, Peoria, Illinois.
In Peoria, yes. You know, it scares me going across that bridge to get into Peoria.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially, we saw something on the news last night about people that have fears going over bridges now, especially with the tragedy in Baltimore. Yeah. But, Peoria is known for its...
My daughter was recruited,
Oh, really? Really?
She was recruited by the Bradley Braves. So I've been to basketball tournaments there when I was in high school. And then my daughter ended up playing basketball for Evansville, which was in the same conference.
Yeah, Missouri Valley. All right. Conference. Proud Missouri Valley Conference.
Plenty of time. Spent plenty of time in Peoria.
I love it. I was just there a couple weeks
ago. Hershey Hawkins.
Yep, Hershey Hawkins is there. Brian Wardle, former Marquette player. Last time they were in the Final Four, he's been the head coach there for almost a decade now. Yeah. Doing a great job. Yeah. Love the squad down there. 844-770-3776. But I'm cheering for Marquette to do well this weekend, too. I would love to see them in the Final Four make a run at a national championship. They are among the best teams in the country, and I love seeing when the best teams are able to compete in the Final Four. You get that one Cinderella and then three teams that are definitely the big championship contenders. I would love for Marquette to be one of the teams in that fight next week, continuing on. Speaking of continuing on, we do have more stories coming in on the text line, Gary. I got it up on Twitter for you also at Wildy and Tausch. So we'll take your stories on Twitter at Wildy and Tausch, but also at 844-770-3776. Because we are being left home alone by Jason and Tausch, we are taking your stories of parties that have gone wrong by being left home alone. So here's one from Ian in East Troy. Last day of senior year, the old lady downstairs busted up my party. So this must have been college he's talking. It must have been college. Maybe it could be high school. I'm guessing it's college. Got my payback that summer when we left on vacation. I set my radio alarm to go off at 3 a.m. the following morning at full volume. She called the cops, and eventually my parents got the call, but we were 5 hours away. Played it off that I forgot to shut my alarm off. Dad knew better, but I didn't get in too much trouble as she complained about everything, so we kind of chuckled it off. Luckily, we had some taking care of the cats, so they had to come over at 6 a.m. to turn the radio off. So that's a revenge story of a party gone wrong, where his party got busted. He said, okay, I'm going to get my revenge by setting the alarm to go off at 3 in the morning when I'm on vacation. I like Ian in East Troy. He's a good contributor to the show. That's a little in poor taste, as Tausch likes to say, a little IPT.
I think so. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, I'm gonna take a gamble here. I'm going to start to read this text without proofreading it. So if we get to a spot
bold.
On what we're doing, if there is something here that we shouldn't be able to talk
okay,
about
slow
here,
slow it down.
Then I'm gonna
slow it down.
You're gonna hear me stutter all of a sudden. Here we go. This is from Neil in Florida. This is a true story. My second son, who is now 42 years old, was 17, 18, and a senior in high school, and our family was living in Southern California. He was working for a rather large candy company. Oh, okay. My wife and I headed to Vegas for a weekend, leaving strict instructions for no parties while we were gone.
Oh, my.
This is already sounding like it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I haven't proofread. I don't even know how this ends yet. We went on the road 2 hours, and my good friend across the street and a federal agent called me to say that cars are lined up on both sides of the street at least 30 deep. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We had a blowout.
My son was an all-state football player and semi-popular. That's a humble brag. My friend asked me, what do you think? This party will get busted as most kids look underage. He said, do you want me to do a raid entry, flash my badge, and give them 5 minutes to exit, or what? Well, he told me he never saw so many kids run fast, hightailing it out of the house and out of the neighborhood. As his son watched his friend's exit, he handed his friend the keys to our second car, and he was now grounded. Needless to say, we had a great laugh and learning life experience. My son turned out okay. Yeah. He served in the Navy for over 20 years as a submarine. All right, well, thank you for your service, son of Neil in Florida. Legitimately, we say that. That's
great
amazing.
Story.
Yeah, my buddy across the street is a federal agent. You want me to go break up the party?
I think you should, yes.
And it was so flashes the bat. Yeah. Federal agent, everybody out of here. You have 5 minutes
walk
to screw.
In on that.
That's so good.
Yeah, walk in on that.
844.
Lucky to please me.
Yes, that's so good. 844-770-3776. Continue to take your stories of parties being left home alone that have gone wrong, inspired by Jason and Tausch leaving us home alone to run the show while they have decided to take a couple of days off. Gary, I did promise we were going to get to these NFL power rankings. We can do it quickly here. I don't know if I don't want to tease it out to another day, and we're going to we got trivia still to get to. Hunter's going to take over.
Nelly.
Yeah, we still got to do that.
Wow.
We got all kinds of fun. So let's go ahead.
You got stuff going on.
Let's go ahead and let's hit the music as we take a look at the ESPN NFL Power Rankings. Oh, yeah. Love it. Here we go. These are the Power Rankings for the NFL, according to ESPN's NFL Nation. That's the usual group that we have. So Rob Domofsky and every Rob Domofsky for every team around the country. They put together these rankings. And this is post-free agency. So they did a pre-free agency power ranking. I'm sure we'll have one post-draft. This is post-free agency power rankings. Gary Ellerson, before I spoil it for you, where do you believe the Green Bay Packers should be ranked among all NFL teams? Post-free agency, pre-NFL draft, where do you think they land among the ranks of the National Football League?
So is this including saying that they, when they got Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs?
Every roster as currently constructed today. So Xavier McKinney,
right,
Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones on the Vikings, Kendricks in Dallas, the whole updated list.
Well, listen, you got the best safety in free agency, probably right now in all of football. He may be the best in the NFL. You've got a young stud running back who led the league in rushing. Was that 2 years ago, I believe?
I believe 2 years ago he was the leading rusher, yes.
Yeah. Fell off a little bit last year. They should be number one. Who did better?
Well, Kansas City's number one. The two-time defending Super Bowl. They're the two-time defending champs. It's almost
how they did better?
Mahomes. Andy Reid. There's kind of this, like, remember how we felt. Don't fall into this trap, Gary. Remember how we felt going into the playoffs last year, where it was, Kansas City, they don't have it this year. Baltimore's better. All those other teams in the AFC.
So you're asking me, so you're asking me who the best team is.
Yes, so I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't clarify
that.
Oh,
not
who
not who had the best free agent.
Correct. Free agent there is an argument. Gotcha. Yes, because I agree with you. Okay. There's an argument to be made. Different. The Packers had the best free agent pickups of the offseason. There's definitely an argument to be said for that. Different. No, what we're saying here, what the NFL Nation is reviewing is the best teams today entering. Yeah. Like if they all went to play games today, how are we ranking them? So fine. Kansas City is number one.
Most certainly, Kansas City is number one. I put, and I don't have a certain order, but I put the Detroit Lions still in front of them.
Well, that Detroit is number two.
I put the 49ers still in front of the Green Bay Packers.
You're good at this. They're three.
Are they? And then let me see who else in the AFC over there.
There's a couple of controversial picks here that I don't agree with. So let me.
No, give me the Packers at five, bro.
Yeah, I would say they should be top five. I agree. I think when you look at where the Green Bay Packers stand after the free agency pickups, with the trajectory that they finished the season on last year, and where you look at what other teams are doing this offseason or not doing, like, let me run through the list here. So the Packers check in at number, they are number 10. According to this list.
Oh, no way.
I think that's too low. No way. Now, listen to some of the teams in front of them. I mentioned, and Gary, you nailed the top three.
Okay.
Kansas City 1, Detroit 2, San Francisco 3. That makes sense. Okay. San Francisco was in the Super Bowl last year. Detroit was in the title game and had a big lead. That all makes sense. None of those teams got worse.
You better not give me, like, Buffalo, Cincinnati. They can't. None of them jokers can't be in front
of just you wait. Baltimore is number 4. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay, okay. I'm okay with
the Buffalo Bills are number 5.
No.
I don't think anyone could argue the Buffalo Bills got better this offseason, especially relative to the Green Bay Packers. And they made it the same length in the postseason.
Well, you know they're descending. And the Packers are an ascending team. To me,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The tumultuous.
They're going the other way.
I mean, Buffalo was lucky to get into the playoffs last year, and then they won a game, and they were up on Kansas City in that home game. But, they were lucky to get in last year. Miami is 6. Miami hasn't proven they can win anything yet. I'm sick of the Dolphins. Like, they're the new Chargers. Everyone's like, look at the Dolphins. Look at Tua. Look at that offense. Oh, it's so skillful, so talented. Look at that head coach. He's great. They haven't
won. Those guys run around. They can run around. They're innovators.
They haven't won anything. So you can't tell me the Dolphins are better than the Packers at this point. LaFleur's a much more accomplished head coach.
No way.
The Eagles are 7. Way. I don't know what to make of the Eagles because they've revamped some things this offseason, but they're losing some big pieces too.
Well, they lost the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator a couple years ago, and I think that's what hurt them this past year. Now their structure is not as sound as it once was with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I agree with that. I would put the Packers ahead of the Eagles in the NFC right now today. After the draft could be different, but I would say today.
And believe it or not, Jason Kelce hurts them. I don't know. To me, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I don't know how you replace a Hall of Famer like that.
He's an instant Hall of Famer. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That's going to be something they're going to have to address this offseason for sure. Houston is number 8. Houston's the buzz team this offseason.
Come on.
Everyone's all in on Houston. I heard Evan Cohen on Sportsman like say, you can't talk about the Packers and say all the good things about them and not say the same thing about the Houston Texans because they're doing the exact same thing.
He's right.
Is he? Like, Jordan Love's been Jordan Love's in his 5th season. CJ Stroud's going into year 2. Like, let me make sure he's not going to have a sophomore slump.
Yeah, well, what C.J. Stroud did was absolutely incredible.
I mean, he's very good. He was very good last year. Way better than I expected.
I didn't see that. Yeah, I agree.
And Dallas is in at 9 ahead of the Green Bay Packers. Hunter, you're the Cowboys fan. Do the Cowboys belong ahead of the Packers? The Packers put it on them in the playoffs.
There is no world where I would ever think right now that the Cowboys are better than the Packers. This is insane.
Yeah, so we should be moving the Packers up 3-4 spots minimum on this list. Always curious to see what the national perception is of the Green Bay Packers. We'll see what it is post-draft with a bunch of picks in the first few rounds. 844-770-3776. All right, Hunter, I'm taking your word for it here. We're going to push. We're not going to push back. We're still going to play trivia next, so don't go anywhere if you want to play trivia. But before we do, we have an anonymous caller who wishes this person does not wish to reveal them. This isn't like a mystery caller like my brother-in-law. This is an anonymous caller.
This is anonymous. Okay. They wish to not have their identity known. I double-check the story. We're all good there.
This means that this story is going to have some juice to it. So, anonymous caller, welcome to Wildy and Tausch. What is your story of being left home alone?
Hello.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, we got you. It's hard for me to introduce anonymous caller. I guess I couldn't. Yes, you are on the air with Jesse and Gary.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys. So my party story is parents go to Florida every year for a couple of weeks. I'm a senior in high school. You know, the party starts to go, even though you've only invited 20 people, but all of a sudden there's about 100 people.
It's always more.
Now there's
always
about 150 people, right? And this was way before social media, so I don't even know how everybody found out, but they managed to, right? So about halfway through the party, more people are coming, and I'm realizing, you know, we're out of everything. We're out of food. We're out of drink. So I leave to go get some more adult beverages and come back. Now, this was beer days, right? You could drink when we were 18. You could drink beer.
Right.
So I leave to go get some adult beverage, right? And I come back, and my boyfriend knew about this gigantic freezer of meat that we had in the basement. So he and his friends went down there and got about, I'm not kidding, probably 20 T-bone steaks out of the freezer and fed the entire party. I came back into steaks cooking in my kitchen. So, you know, I was totally busted. There was no way I could lie about not having a party this year.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. So, yeah.
The whole year's meat was gone.
Oh, no.
Goodness.
So,
I guess I have to ask you, did you marry the boyfriend?
That's what I was going to ask, Gary. Great question. How long did this relationship last after this incident?
Not much longer. Not necessarily because of this incident, but it didn't help. Okay. Let me tell you that.
20 T-bone steaks were just sitting down in the freezer for the year. The year's worth of steak.
Yeah,
and they were all under the broiler. They were sensational. I had one myself because it was too late.
I mean, as long as they're cooking, you might as well, right? You're going to get busted. Might as well on a full belly, no doubt. Thanks so much for the call. That was a great story. 844-770-3776. That's amazing. I love that we've been doing this today. This is so much fun. You can continue to share your stories. Text them in now on the text line, or you can also share them on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed at Wildy and Tausch. 844-770-3776. I share that phone number because it is time to play Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Today's category for caller number 10. Caller number 10, squads in the Sweet 16. It is Sweet 16 day. You know, college basketball, their little tournament they do every year. They're picking up the Sweet 16 tonight. So four games on the docket tonight. Caller number 10. How well do you know the squads in the Sweet 16? 844-770-3776 is the talk and text line. That's where you come in to play trivia. 844-770-3776. Caller 10, we will play trivia next after we leave this segment with Mark Tauscher. I wonder how many parties he had with ice-cold Coors Light back in the day. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Wildy and Tausch. No Wildy, no Tausch. Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson, your cousin subs of the day. In for the guys, along with producer Hunter Vaughn running the show. 844-770-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. And that is where we find Mike in Franklin to play today's round of Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Mike, good morning. Did your parents leave you home alone today for you to call into the show?
No, I'm a little too old for that. But I think I'm even older than Gary. So.
Oh my God!
I'm no youngster.
Then you're old.
So you're leaving the kids home. You got to worry about them causing some trouble.
That's about it.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you tuning in and joining the show for Wildy and Tausch Trivia today. Squads.
Hey, real quickly, go ahead. I will let you know I snuck into Game 5 of the World Series back in 1982, but I think the statute of limitations is done on that one.
You snuck?
No, you're good.
You snuck into a World Series game?
I did. I couldn't get. I was 18 years old. I couldn't get a ticket, so I snuck in Gate X, the World Series.
Well, since the statute of limitations is up, how'd you do it?
It was Gate X. A friend of mine was apparently pretty prolific at getting in there. I had no idea, but we were able to sneak into the press gate, Gate X, and we went in and had our way around the whole stadium.
Love it.
That's a great story and also a little concerning. And if my dad had been an usher at County Stadium at the time, there is no way that Usher George would have let you in there, Mike. That would have been very safely guarded. All right, let's play some Wildy Tausch trivia. Mike, have you been watching the NCAA tournament? Are you caught up on the teams playing in the Sweet 16?
I think so.
We're going to find out. Yep. Question number one for you, Mike and Franklin. A matchup tonight in a Sweet 16 game features a rematch of last year's national championship game, with UConn facing which opponent? Florida. I'll give you some options if you want them, Mike. I don't know if you want to show off or if you want to, like, you sounded like you were having some trouble with the question, so I'm going to help you.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you.
Is it Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, or I fell asleep because they play that game so late?
They are playing San Diego State.
See, options help, Mike. You don't have to be a show-off. Yep, everything's okay. And this is, I put that answer in there as a public service announcement for everybody. It is a week and a half until the national championship game will be played on a Monday. They are again tipping that game off at 8:20 p.m. Central Time. I don't want to hear anybody complain about how late the national championship game is played. I'm giving you 10 days notice to get your naps in, adjust your sleep schedules accordingly, and plan to stay up to watch the game. It's going to be over before the 10 o'clock news. You'll be fine if you just plan a little bit accordingly. I don't want to hear anybody on that Monday say, oh, my God, they play the game so late. I don't want to stay up that late to watch. This happens every year. I'm getting ahead of it.
Nelly.
Sorry. I'm on my soapbox. Sorry. Question two. Gary, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you if you agree or disagree in our typical Gary Ellerson trivia
fashion. I agree.
Got it. All right. Nicely done, Gary.
I agree. Here we go.
Question two, keep Mike. Gonzaga holds the longest active streak of consecutive seasons reaching the Sweet 16. That's not a question. That's a fun fact. Here's the question. Which team in this year's Sweet 16 holds the second longest active streak? So Gonzaga's been to the most consecutive Sweet 16s. Who is second? Purdue, Houston, or Arizona?
I'm gonna. I will go with Arizona. I'm not sure on that one, but
all right, Mike. Gary, do you agree?
Well, I'm with the guy that got his hand on the buzzer.
Hunter Vaughn is correct in asserting that Mike's guess was incorrect. The Houston Cougars, believe it or not, have been to four consecutive Sweet 16s. They have the second longest streak behind Gonzaga.
Okay.
And Mike's not thrilled by that. Okay. Nice. Anyway, we'll bounce back with the next one, potentially.
I was between Houston and Arizona, but I went with Arizona.
Yep. Well, you chose poorly.
Well, that's okay.
I guess. Here we go.
Question number three, Mike and Franklin. Which of these teams playing a Sweet 16 game tonight does not have a former Wisconsin Mr. Basketball High School Player of the Year on its current roster? So which of these teams playing tonight, who does not have a former Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin? North Carolina, Iowa State, or Alabama?
I'm going to go with Alabama.
Does not.
Does not. And that is correct. Nicely done, Mike and Franklin. Alabama does not. North Carolina does. Iowa State does. And for good measure, Illinois playing tonight also does. Three teams in the Sweet 16 with former Mr. Basketballs from the state of Wisconsin participating in Sweet 16 games tonight. Mike, you got two of the possible three questions right, which means you have three of the possible four entries into the drawing, which Gary and I will remember to do tomorrow with the cheese fry helmet here in the Everlight Solar Studio. Yep. Thanks so much for playing, Mike. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
And I hope Mike isn't going to try to sneak into AmFam Field for the home opener on Tuesday. That would be frowned upon. Don't want to do that. Hunter Vaughn is the producer of the show. He's a Dallas Cowboys fan. We've heard from him talking Cowboys already. Let's see what else he has to offer. Coming up next, Hunter Vaughn takes over Whoa Nelly for Whoa Hunter on Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
How often do you guys have to reset your password on something? Like, it says, like, you can't remember what your password is to log in, you got to do the reset, it sends you the email, and then you got to come up with a new one, and then it says you used that one before, and then you got to do the whole deal. Gary, how often do you run into that? Or is that just something that happens to me more often than anybody?
Yeah, I think it happens to you more than anybody else.
Great. Hunter, is this unique to me or
I'm maybe once a year.
That's what?
Yeah. This maybe. Happened.
It's been like five times this week for like I'm trying to get a haircut tomorrow. I'm trying to do an online registration for a hair and what's your password? And I tried like 8 password. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. So I gotta do the whole reset thing, sends you an email, gotta click the link, do a double up password. Very frustrating.
Well, you know, I used to work for a Verizon store and we would give all the boomers a sheet of paper for them to write their stuff down on. I might have that file still. I could just pass that along to you.
That's not very nice, Hunter. That's not very nice.
This guy.
That's not. All right. If that's going to set the mood, let's play Whoa Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Yesterday in the morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. She said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, I wasn't going to bring this up at all, and I just stumbled across this tweet a little while ago. With both Indiana State and Seton Hall still alive in the NIT, and it's looking like both of them will advance to the final, this tweet idea was, if you win the NIT, you get an auto bid into the NCAA tournament the next season. Do we like this idea, Gary?
Yeah, I think I do, because I think there are more teams should be playing in NIT that are not going. I just don't get that to save my life. I think the more games you play, the better you're going to get. Even if some of these guys are not on your team next year, but it's still the development of players. Yeah, let me get down with that.
Nobody, I say this as a Missouri Valley Conference alum, just like Gary's daughter. Nobody is going to want to watch Indiana State basketball next year. They're fun this year. They should have been in the tournament this year instead of a bunch of teams that got in. They had a really good squad. I saw them in St. Louis when we went to the Arch Madness Missouri Valley Conference tournament. They were really good. Fan base is great. Rejuvenized. The Missouri Valley Conference, like all the top like 15 players are transferring. They're all going into the transfer portal. Indiana State's players are either going to transfer or graduate after this season, because no one wants to stay in Terre Haute, Indiana, if you're having that good of a season and you're getting offers from Arkansas and from USC and from Washington to go join these new teams. Nobody's going to want to stay in Terre Haute, Indiana. That's the game this time. Like, that's what it is now. It sucks because 10 years ago, I would say, yes, this is a great idea. You know, make the NIT something worthwhile. That's more than just building your team for the following year and getting some tournament experience and a chance for another team to win its final game. That's not the case anymore. The teams that are competing in the NIT, just like teams that are in the NCAA tournament, are not going to be the same teams that they are next year. You would be rewarding a team that's probably going to finish bottom 4 in their conference next year, because that's what they've been for every year except for this year. And no one wants to watch that team go into the NCAA tournament next year. So no.
But I think you make a great point. I think you make a great point, and that point is, because those players will be good, they will be going to bigger schools with bigger money.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley already had a player that was an all-conference player. He's in the transfer portal. He's going somewhere else. And congratulations to him. He's going to get a great opportunity somewhere. But 15 players at the top of that and that's a good basketball conference. Like, that's not, it's not, you know, a really super low-tier conference. It's a decent mid-major conference. 15 players, only the ones but Indiana State, they don't know what's going to happen. All the other players, except for one, graduating or transferring. Crazy.
Whoa, Nelly!
And then quickly, because we did not manage the clock well at all
that
today.
That tends to happen around this segment, just so you know. This is nothing new.
No. So, Gary, you weren't around to know about this, but back last summer, I had made a bet with my wife. We were both over the Barbie movie and the Oppenheimer movie, which movie would do better opening weekend. I got crushed on that bet, and I agreed to get a tattoo designed by my wife. We've had a few fans of the show over the last few months texting in who remember that, and I needed to give an update.
I've forgotten about this story. Yeah, where are we at with the tattoo?
I'm going to be going in to get it scheduled on Monday. The design that we're going to try and figure out with my tattoo artist will be the state of Wisconsin, and then something with like the capital or the isthmus inside of it. And then that's the design that we're going to go with.
Oh, come on.
That was the design that my wife came up
with. You're not even putting Barbie on it
at
all?
She didn't want to do that. It was her decision to design it how she wanted to, and that's what she came up with.
That's
so I just wanted to update the fans that I am following through on my bet.
Where are we getting the tattoo at, Hunter? Do we know what part of the body?
It'll be on my forearm. It's kind of hard to show on the video stream, but I've got an open space right there because I've got a couple other ones here. So I'm going to fill in that space on my arm.
What is it? Is that a knife? Is that a sword on your arm?
It is Luke's green lightsaber from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm a big nerd.
Oh.
It's great. Okay. So I've got that.
And what else you got there?
It is a peony, which is my wife's favorite flower, and then it has our anniversary date underneath it.
Oh, God, you're just, oh, my goodness, you're such a lovely young man.
Well, thank you. That might be the best compliment I have ever gotten on air on ESPN Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
Your parents did well.
You're such a lovely young man.
Lovely young man.
Remember that, Jesse, when I'm annoying.
The lovely young man, Hunter Vaughn.
What is it, a Pyrenees flower, you say? What is it?
A peony. It's her favorite flower. Yep.
I heard it
It's a big pink.
So you've got her favorite flower on you, and now you're going to get a tattoo that she likes the most.
Yes. I told her I would never get – I won't get a portrait done because those can look terrible. And I will not get her name put on me because I firmly believe that is a death sentence to relationships.
God. Oh, that –
Getting your name, getting someone else's name tattooed on your body is a death sentence to that relationship. Don't ever do it.
What does that mean, Hunter? That means that you're going to get a divorce if you get the name?
I think it's the beginning of the end.
But he's got the anniversary date. What's the difference in having the anniversary date or the name? It's the same signifying thing.
The date is some numbers.
Double down on it.
The date is some numbers. I'm not getting the name.
God forbid something bad happens, and then you meet someone else. You're going to say, hey, we have to get married on this day. I already got it right here on the old forearm.
Yeah.
Right next to Luke's lightsaber.
Yep. But I won't get the name. Not doing it.
Whoa, Nelly!
That's it for Whoa, Nelly, featuring Hunter Vaughn, our cousin sub producer of the day. He's a lovely young man. Gary and I will wrap it up.
He's
I will choose one more great Home Alone story from the text line to wrap up today's edition of Wildy and Tausch. We'll share that with you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson in for Wildy and Tausch today and tomorrow. Excited to spend tomorrow with you as well here on the old program. As we've said throughout the day, mom and dad have left us home alone to take care of the house while they're gone for the rest of the week, which has led to some amazing stories from our fans and from Gary and Hunt, not so much from me, on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 844-770-3776. I leave you with this from Paul in the 608 on the text line. Had a party one night at the folks' house. All was good. House was cleaned up. 2 days later, my mother asked why there was beer in the dryer. There was a cops scare that night, and I guess someone dumped a couple glasses of beer in the dryer to hide them quickly. No cop showed up. Great friends. That's... Quick, hide the beer. Oh no, the cops.
Hide the beer.
Where do we go? The dryer. Right. Put it in the dryer. It'll dry.
That's like the broken glass in the doggone planter.
In the flower pot that you said that your son
in the flower pot. Yeah. That's how he got caught.
If you're gonna hide it,
I had never seen the broken glass in the flower pot, I would have never known.
You would have believed the sticky on the ground was just a can of juice or something. Yep.
Just a can of juice, like he said he wastes. I would have never known it.
Could have been anything. Jerry Ott in Canton, Ohio. Just like I agree with Tausch, you're a lovely young man. Gary Ellerson needs to be on a shirt. We'll get Jason Wilde on creating that for us. Gary, excited to do it again tomorrow. Thanks so much, man.
Let's do it tomorrow, buddy.
For Gary Ellerson, producer Hunter Vaughn, I'm Jesse Nelson. On behalf of Jason and Tausch, as Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.